don't you just say something to the Lord right now? What's he worthy of praise in your life? What's he done for you? Just talk to the Lord. Thank him for friends. Thank him for family. Thank him for health. Thank you for a job. Thank him for living in Canada. Thank him for living in Toronto. Thank him for your car. Thank him for whatever. Father, we just thank you so much. You are absolutely worthy of all of our praise. Not just some, all of it. And we bless you, Father. You are absolutely good. We bless you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Well, welcome everybody again. Those of you that weren't here earlier, glad that you're here tonight. Friday night, come Holy Spirit night. It's been a while since Sandra and I were leading one of these meetings. We've had guest speakers, we've had conferences, we've had different things like that. I think the last time that I was leading a Come Holy Spirit meeting was the last Friday of July. And it was like, oh my goodness, that's a long time ago. What do you think, Earl?
Wow, that is a long time ago.
It is. This is Earl. Earl's one of the small group leaders for the School of Ministry. And if you're... if you're here on Friday nights, Earl and Judith, which is right over here, stand up. Judith is from Norway. Earl's a good Canadian. Good Canadian? Tax-paying citizen?
Oh, wow. I've been a student for too long to pay taxes. I'd probably get back more. That's good.
Anyways, their team on Sundays is at our Newmarket campus. And when they come for their outreach in the month of January, they're going to be going to Italy. So how many would like to spend a month in Italy? Yeah, okay. Anyways, very, very good. Can I get you to turn in your Bibles to Acts chapter 12 if you have a Bible? Just a quick little thought before we get into praying for some breakthroughs and specifically in terms of health. So we're going to get ready to pray for those of you that have pain in your bodies, that have a sickness, have some sort of disease. But in Acts chapter 12, there's an amazing story of how Peter is arrested. And this is right after James has been killed. The very first martyr of one of the leaders of the Christian church has been, remember in the disciples, there's Peter, James, and John. Well, the James is the first one to die. And when Herod finds out that people were happy about that, because not everybody liked the Christians, he arrests Peter, who's the leader. And it says in verse 4, after they arrested him, they put him in prison, handing him over to the guard, to be guarded by four squads of four soldiers. Four times four is 16. 16 soldiers guarding one guy, plus the bars, plus the jails, plus the doors, all that kind of stuff. And it says Herod intended to bring him out for public trial after the Passover. So Peter's kept in prison, and the church is praying. And you remember, if you read the story, or if you've forgotten the story, what happens is one night, Peter thinks he's having a vision. He's having a dream. And an angel comes in the dream and tells him, okay, it's time to go. And so he just follows along thinking he's in a dream, not realizing this is real. And so the jail, the doors are opened up, chains go off, Peter walks out, the guards are sleeping, the whole bit. And it's not until verse 11, it says, Peter came to himself. He's on the street now. Back verse 10, it says, when they'd walked the length of one street, suddenly the angel left him. Peter came to himself and said, now I know without a doubt that the Lord has sent his angel and rescued me from Herod's clutches and from everything the Jewish people were anticipating. And it's just an amazing story of how God was there for him. Now, what's the role of the angel in this story? Okay, are you pretending that you're in grade 3 and don't know the answer? You're allowed to talk to me. The purpose of the angel in here is to get his freedom, isn't it? And the angel's there that somehow has keys to open those doors. Is that correct? The angel's able to guard him exactly where he needs to go. The angel takes him out onto the street and positions him, it would appear, almost in front of a house where one of the cell groups in their church is praying for him. He goes there. They freak out when they finally figure out that it's Peter. He goes, shh, there's guards sleeping over here. We're not too far away. And somehow he disappears. He hides. He gets out of the city, whatever. So the next morning when Herod the king goes to you know, get a report and they find out, well, all the jailers are still here, but our convict is gone. It just must have been an amazing time. Can you imagine the Christians going, oh, we don't know anything about... Do you know that angels are assigned to do good things for you? And it would appear from what the Bible teaches that a lot of time we don't even know that angels are there. If you go to Matthew chapter... I got it here. Matthew chapter 4. Jesus is tempted in the wilderness for 40 days. Yes? Satan's there. All sorts of issues that are coming up. And when it finishes, it says, the devil left him, and what happened? Angels came and attended to Jesus. Mark's translation says the very same thing, that angels came and ministered, took care of Jesus, and it would appear that they're physically strengthening his body if he's been fasting for 40 days. It, potentially, he's had all sorts of harassment. He's had all sorts of mind games that Satan's been playing with him for a period of time. He's had tormenting thoughts, it would appear. He's just been slimed by Satan. And angels, part of their job was to come and get Jesus physically fit and ready to step into ministry. Yes? So that's what we're going to pray for tonight, is for ministering angels, the Holy Spirit, to God to just partner. The Holy Spirit's role is to bring healing into your body, to bring breakthroughs. It would appear that God absolutely cares that people get well. And there's got to be 100 reasons in the Bible why God, just to prove that God cares for you. But it's not just the Holy Spirit. But if God's giving angels on top of the Holy Spirit, it's like this is overdose that God cares about us. Yes? Yes? You can say yes. And so we're gonna push in. One of the things that it talks about in the scriptures is something called a word of knowledge. And a word of knowledge is the Holy Spirit giving an insight to a human being of what God is wanting to do in a particular situation with a person or a group of people or a nation or something like that. And so those of you in the prayer team, no, Earl knows what he's doing. He's standing here because he's taken over in just like 30 seconds from now. So those of you on the prayer team or school ministry students who are also on the prayer team, if you've got specific words of knowledge for healing, this is your time to come on up and stand up here. Prayer team, come on up as well. So come.
Yep. All right, so you ready for me to take over and have some fun with healing here? All right, you guys don't know me at all. I've probably never spoken in here before. So as they're coming up, I'll just tell you a little story just to kind of warm you guys up. My buddy Case is laying on the floor here, Steven Sanders' intern. But I went to California with this guy on outreach last school. And I was just going to tell you a fun little healing story from there just to kind of warm you guys up with some expectation here. We were hanging out in California doing all kinds of stuff, and for some reason I was seeing all kinds of breakthrough and healing. It was just downright fun. It was like I didn't pray any differently, but I saw so much breakthrough there. So I'm like, okay, this is fun. Let's just keep going. So one time we're driving. It's just the team hanging out, and we're driving, and I'm sitting in the back seat on the right side. You've got one girl sitting in the middle, and then my team leader sitting on the left-hand side. Okay, and so we're just sitting around chatting, and the girl in the middle, she's like, Earl, you should pray for Luke's ankle. You should pray for Luke's ankle. Let's pray for it, right? And I'm just sitting there, and I'm like, why is everyone trying to pay attention to me? I'm just trying to, like, whatever, this is God, what's going on here? And I just sit there. I'm just like, I just didn't really feel like being holy or whatever it was. I just kind of sat there. But she's like, you should pray for his ankle. Let's go, let's pray for his ankle. So after a little while of sitting there, she just grabs my hand and slaps it on Luke's knee. Okay? So she grabs my hand and throws it on Luke's knee. And I'm like, okay, well, if you're going to do that, then let me just sort of try and begin to get into, like, good healing mode here, right? We all know how this works. Steve's taught us a million times when you start praying for healing, then you ask, first you ask the person how they're doing, because you want to know what changes, right? So finally I'm like, all right, Luke, how's the pain in your ankle? And he just starts feeling it. And he's like, the pain's gone. And I'm like, oh my goodness, we didn't even start praying yet. All she did was, by faith, grab my hand and throw it on Luke's knee. And the pain left her. We didn't even get down to praying. And I'm like, oh my God, oh my goodness, God, you're so weird. You're just having so much fun. So that's exactly the mood we're in tonight. We're going to go after some healing. We could tell stories all night, but we'd love to just begin with some healing. So we're going to call out some words of knowledge. And once, if you hear that it's for you, you're welcome just to come up front to that person, and they would love to pray for you. The first thing that I was actually feeling is that there's somebody here with pain on the tip of their left thumb. So if there's a person here with pain on the tip of their left thumb, I would love to pray for that person. You can just come on up. You can come right to me, and I'll just pass this down.
I've got pain or problems in the stomach. If there's anyone, raise your hand, come to the front. I would love to pray for you.
Yes, and I got pain in your jaw, if someone had pain in your jaw. And also, if you have pain in your ribs, you can come up to receive prayer.
Someone has problems with their gallbladder.
I feel like someone has like...
Yeah, you can just... Sorry, I'm interrupting, but you can just come up even as we're calling out other words of knowledge. Just come on up for prayer.
Yeah, I feel like someone has like a problem with your period. Maybe you don't want to come up, but you can talk to me like afterwards and I'll pray for you.
Pain in the right knee.
I feel like someone here has a shoulder problem.
Just like the right side of the thigh, kind of up there.
It's not necessarily, it's not really pain. It's more like, I feel like it's like burden, and it's like you're not well in your body, and it's like every time at the end of a day, you feel so, it's like there's a burden on your shoulders, and it's just your entire skeletal structure is like, just it feels heavy.
Yeah, mine wasn't really physical as well. I have your mate, male or female, you've been having trouble, you know, not connecting, and it's like you're not on the same page. That's how I express it. You're not on the same page, and you really this is really being right in front of you right now. Like this week, today, this has just been so obvious today.
I just feel that there's someone here that's about to sell or trying to sell a house.
I feel like there's somebody here where they have a learning disability. And I feel like the Lord wants to do something in that area tonight where I've just seen a clear page with all sorts of clear writing. And the Lord just wants to show you that. And before you could only understand in part because of the learning disability, but I feel like he's giving you the whole revelation and the whole healing for that. So if that's you, come forward.
Yep. So folks, there's a whole bunch of you that are just sitting. Jump up, move, now, come. If that's you, just spring up. Do you know why we do this? This is not to show off. This is because God has got your number and he's going, it's you. Now, I have good news for those of you that didn't get your bingo number called. Sometimes you feel like going to church is like bingo. Come on, say arthritis. Come on. Come on, blue. Let's go blue. It's like maybe at the horse races or something like that, and you're calling out, and come on, my horse has got to win, or whatever that kind of stuff is. Here's the good news. We're going to pray for everybody. We're going to pray for everybody. If you have pain or sick or any kind of sickness that's not been called out, can I get you to stand up? Can I get you to stand up? Right. Okay. Those of you that are seated and you're not standing, can you look around and find the closest person to you? Can you do that? And preferably ladies go to ladies and men go to ladies, but just have someone come to you. What did I just say? Men go to ladies and ladies go to ladies? Oh, okay, I'm sorry. I'm not listening to myself. If no one's come to you, men go to men, ladies to ladies. If no one's come to you, put your hand up. If no one's come to you yet, put your hand up. Okay, there's more people on this side over here. So friends, here's what I'd like you to do. Go to one of these people and just ask them and say, where's the pain? Where's the sickness in your body? And let's be the body of Christ. Let's minister to each other. Keep your hand up if no one's come to you. There's one lady right over here. Good. And if you've come to the front, prayer team, just find some of these folks that are come up to the front and find out what they came for. And friends, in a few minutes, we're going to do some checking and find out what's changed, because it would not surprise me that a whole bunch of you, that God's done some things to change. So Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, come. Those of you that are with this person, just get a quick little report. Where's the pain? Where's the sickness? And if it's appropriate, put your hand right on that spot. So for example, if they have a bad shoulder, put your hand on their shoulder. And here's what we pray. We pray for the Holy Spirit to come. And the teaching of the New Testament is that Jesus himself relied on the Holy Spirit for healings. It is the role of the Holy Spirit to come and visit you. God has also allowed angels to do that. God puts anointing in men and women to be able to bring healing to you. But God uses the Holy Spirit. Jesus, the Bible says, is in heaven sitting at the right hand of the Father. That means the Father's also there. And it's the Holy Spirit who's now living on planet Earth that's moving around. He's a mobile healing unit, is the Holy Spirit. And he wants to come for you right now, wants to minister to you. So just let the Holy Spirit find you right now. Begin to receive. And if you're not sure what to do, just do nothing. Let the Holy Spirit come. For those of you that are at home right now, Father, I'm asking that you would go to those people. And I hope you've stood, or you waved your hand or something, like even silly being at home. Maybe no one's even with you. But I hope you responded in some way and said yes, especially if there's a word of knowledge. Father, we just speak life to these men and women and all the different things that were called out. And if that was you, we just bless you to receive your healing right now in the name of Jesus. There was a lady that was telling me before the meeting began that in July, the last meeting that I was here, we were calling out thyroid problems. And she went home and she didn't go to work that day because she was in so much pain from thyroid issues. And she said, she was just telling me tonight, this is the first time that I've seen her on a Friday night, and she was saying that the Lord healed her that very night. She was able to go to work the next day, and she's been pain-free since. She had thyroid problems, I think she said, for 2 years. So I want to encourage you, just receive hope into your body. Father, we're asking for angels to come, and may angels be the very ones ministering to you and touching you and healing your bodies right now in Jesus' name. Holy Spirit, come. Now, those of you with your friends, ask them right now and say, what are you feeling? Is there something that's happening? And just give a quick little report if you're feeling something, so that your friend can say more. For example, if you're feeling some heat, or you're feeling cold, or if you're feeling peace, or if you're feeling just the love of God, your friend can go, God, thank you for what you're doing. Do more, please. Come and visit them right now. Give them more. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Welcome you, Daddy.
Yeah, we're just gonna keep praying, just keep praying. I just was taking note tonight again that this is one of the most peaceful, one of the safest atmospheres I've ever been in my entire life in this church building. So I'm just gonna keep praying over you guys as you're praying, as you're talking to people, as you're seeing stuff happen, and you can come forward and once we get some testimonies here, obviously we're gonna keep telling you guys that too. So we just releasing the peace of heaven right now into this room. We just thank you, Daddy, for your presence. Just thank you, Daddy, for your peace. Thank you that you're taking care of us. Thank you that your heart is for healing.
Go deeper, Daddy, right now.
Just increase life your presence in this room.
These hands. Life comes in Jesus' name. Life comes. Life comes. Life comes. Now, those of you that are in the seats, I don't know if you've noticed, but every person on our prayer team has at least one person that came to them. Isn't that cool? That there's something that's specific for a number of people tonight. Any changes?
Any changes? Steve, I got a testimony. Yeah? While Steve's thinking there, I got a testimony here from Richard. You want to give your testimony, bro?
Well, I was standing at the back of the soundboard, and my right knee hurt. So I was kind of joking to God. I was like, I want you to have someone call it a right knee. If you do that, I'll come up to the front. I didn't actually expect him to follow through on that, and well, on my way up to the front, the knee didn't hurt anymore. So, yeah, cool.
Very cool. So these two ladies right here, just turn around, ladies. Both of these ladies came up because, remember Earl talked about the fingertips and problems on your fingers? So both of them have had similar kind of things, and we've just been praying for them. So what's happened with your hands?
The numbness is gone.
It's gone. Like, all of it gone?
All of it gone. Yeah.
So how long have you had that problem?
Just maybe a month back or so. Yeah. Praise God.
That's good, isn't it? And this lady was saying she's about 20%, and you weren't able to do what before?
Yeah, I wasn't able to bend my knuckles before, but now I could, you know, really move them quite a lot without pain. Yep. So I think it's definitely more than 30%.
So you're still on the way. So, Daddy, just keep coming. Prayer team, if you've got people that are changed, just let us know.
I called out the shoulder, and Terry, his shoulder is a lot improved.
Yes, you want to? Over the last probably 3-4 months, just... knots in my shoulders, going to the chiropractor, taking pills, just nothing seemed to be really, really working. And just moving just different ways, it would be really, really painful. I'm just trying a few of the different ways, and it feels great. It feels good. Yeah. Woo! Thank you, Jesus.
All right, folks, those of you in your seats, how many of you were feeling something happen when your friend was praying for you? Hands up. Hands up, baby, hands up. Good. Did you see how many hands were up? Can some of you come on up if something's changed, like you know that something's happened and it's measurable? I know not everything's measurable. Like some people need x-rays, some people need to have a blood test, some people need to go a day and just see what happens. But if you feel that something happened right here, right now, just run up and we'll grab some testimonies of what God's doing. Prayer team, if you just check as well. Go ahead, Earl.
All right, Norm's got a testimony here. You want to? I'll hold the mic for you, bro. Tell him what happened.
My shoulders were healed and my headache. I was feeling terrible. I'm kind of dizzy the last couple of nights, and tonight I was dizzy. And I don't feel so bad now. I feel better. Thank you.
That's awesome, Norm. Love to hear that. Bless you, bro. All right. Are there any more testimonies here? We'd love to hear the testimonies of what's going on. It's a fun stuff. Is there anyone else who would come forward if we called their word of knowledge and you're kind of just waiting for us to call your word of knowledge? Is there somebody that's sort of just kicking around waiting for an excuse? Because then we could start telling the stories of people that call their own words of knowledge and get healed. It's one of my favorite stories of a pastor sitting in his seat and he's just waiting for a word of knowledge. Finally, he just comes to the front and he calls his own word of knowledge. He calls his own pain that he has and he ends up getting healed. So if that ends up being you, you're welcome just to come forward as well to be prayed over. During prayer time, we were feeling a lot of a lot of orphan spirit kind of stuff, just a lot of father heart stuff was coming through during our pre-service prayer time. And so a lot of, I really felt actually a heart to pray for the people that actually brought somebody along who was sick. Sometimes you come along and you're the person that's bringing somebody who's not feeling good. And we'd love to spend time praying for you as well, because sometimes you carry the burden of healing this person, healing your friend, like somehow it's your responsibility. And so if that's you as well, we absolutely just love to spend some time praying over you as well. If you take that responsibility on yourself, because it's not yours to carry. Healing's only difficult when we think it's got something to do with us.
Now, friends, this lady right here in the red, her name is Heather, and her husband just came to me, and Heather has been given by the doctors 2 more months to live. She has cancer in her pancreas. So I'd like some of you that, as I was saying that, just get a jump in your spirit just to come on over here and help us pray and lay hands on her. So if you're feeling the Holy Spirit, just say, doing, come on over here, friends. Is there anyone else in the room that has been diagnosed with cancer? Is there anyone else that's been diagnosed with cancer? Just put your hand up if that's you. A lady over here, yeah. Good. And this gentleman over here. Okay, let's have some of you come for this lady right here. Oh, she's... well, you can be prayed for first, if that's all right. And this gentleman here, you have cancer as well? Whereabouts?
Lung cancer.
So let's have some people come and pray for this gentleman too. Just listen to the Holy Spirit. If he's saying come, like, let's push in for these people. These people need a miracle, don't they? They need a Peter experience. They need God to take them out of the jail of the death sentence, as it were, over their life. And they need to be walking on the streets in health. Holy Spirit, come. Friends, I want you to, those of you at home, those of you in the room, I want you to think of how Peter's feeling in jail. He knows that one of his best friends and colleagues has just been murdered. And now he's been arrested. He's got 16 soldiers guarding him. And he's, I can't remember if exactly what it says, but he's inside like an inner sanctum of the jail. And an angel shows up and just dramatically says, it's time for you to have freedom. And these men and women that have cancer in their bodies, in many cases, doctors say, this is going to be a problem. This is, and in this lady's case, Heather, you've got 2 months to live. And so Heather's just telling me, because that's what the doctors have said, she's decided not to have chemotherapy because that isn't going to do anything. So she needs God to step in. This gentleman up here has lung cancer. He needs God to step in. I can't remember exactly where the cancer is for this lady. Okay. So Holy Spirit, would you come? Come, Daddy, and battle the cancer in these three people. If you're at home and you have cancer, just know that we're thinking about you right now as well. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. I have on my computer testimonies that I'm keeping just to encourage myself, and I read them every so often. Because those of you who are part of our church will know that a number of years ago the Lord spoke to me about I would have a year where 50 people were healed of cancer. And the very first meeting that I had, the day after the Lord spoke that, I was at a meeting in England. And a gentleman came and was in a wheelchair on death's door, and he had bile duct something cancer. So the entrance where all of your urine and excrement goes out couldn't get out because of the cancer. And so this person was literally like almost orange, a Caucasian man that was just like really, really sick. almost red. You could just see poison in their body. The gentleman's eyeballs were yellow. Just all the junk is just backed up in his body. And there was no evidence at the end of the night that anything had happened. And I got an email within a week to say that this man went home absolutely healed, no pain, had went to see the doctors, tests after test after test, absolutely healed. And so I've got a good collection. I don't have 50, but I've got probably 10 or 11 stories of those kind of things. I visited a church in Stouffville, which is like half an hour, 45-minute, maybe a little bit more than that, 45-minute drive from here, north and east of the city, and prayed for a gentleman who was not a follower of Jesus. And it would appear that he got healed that very night. And his wife wrote me a letter. Again, they're not followers of Jesus, and it's fun to read a letter from someone who doesn't know Jesus because they phrase things in a very different way. And God just ministered to that man. His name was Brian. And Daddy, we're asking, you're not a respecter of persons. Isn't that true? God treats everyone the same, doesn't he? And so, Father, if you can heal one, you can heal a whole bunch. And cancer is not a death sentence. And we just say, Father, these people will live. They will live. We speak life. Did Terrier last week tell the story of his healing in January when he was on the phone? Did he tell that story? How many of you were here last week for Terrier from Norway? So Terrier is, I was in England in March, and we're part of a network of churches called Partners in Harvest, and the European churches have a conference every March. So I was there. I was one of the guest speakers. Terrier's there. And so we're having a meal together, and I said, Terrier, tell me the best miracle that you've had in the last couple months. And he goes, oh, I've got a great one. He said, I've been praying for one of the pastors in Niger in Northwest Africa, and he's not been well. And I've been praying for him over the phone 3 or 4 times. And I get a phone call from one of the other brothers, one of the other pastors, and the static on the phone is terrible. And I can't hear for seconds what's going on. And so I'm just getting little clips of the conversation. And all I hear is them say this sick pastor's name and pray. And we're putting the phone by his ear. And so Terrier from Norway is praying over a pastor, a former Muslim in North Africa, in Niger. And he's praying. And as he begins to pray, the Holy Spirit speaks into him, declare life. And so he speaks life into the pastor. And after about 30 seconds, he hears the pastor that he's praying for say, amen. And then he hears a hoot and a holler. Everyone's cheering. And all of a sudden, the static in the phone goes off, and he's got a clear line. And the original pastor says, you've just raised brother so-and-so from the dead. And the man who said amen was the dead man over the phone. Isn't that amazing? That can happen. Do you know why that can happen? Because God's big. And he's alive. So Father, we're just speaking over Heather right now. Cleanse her body. Cleanse her body, Father. Heather, we bless you to know in your spirit and your physical body to know that God is doing something. We're asking, Father, for good reports to happen very, very quickly. We're asking for measurable signs. Heather was saying that she's not in a lot of pain, which is a very good thing. And Father, we're asking that pain does not come to her body. We're asking for strength to come. We're asking for every bit of food that you eat to give your body strength. We're speak to your immune system and say, immune system, be at 100%, if not better. Father, we're asking for order and balance to come, and everything that's out of order, we just speak to that and say, get back in line right now in the name of Jesus. Spirit of God, come. We speak to your pancreas and say, cleanse yourself. Be clean. All the junk that's come, all the cancerous attack against your body, we say, back off right now in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, would you rush into her body, into her pancreas? For the brother at the front, rush into his liver. For the other lady to rush into her breast. Holy Spirit, would you battle the cancer in these people's bodies? Battle the cancer. Daddy, do miracles. Would you send angels? I've prayed this many times over people in our church. But Father, if the angels that minister to Jesus are not on duty right now, could you send them here? The very angels that cared for Jesus. And it says angels. It wasn't just one of them. So I don't know if there's 3, 4, 5, 20 that Jesus had. But Daddy, could you bring them here just for 5 seconds, 10 seconds? May they do their magic, as it were. It's not magic, is it? Actually, that's not the right word. May they do what they're set up to do. May they do what God's authority in them allows them to do. Spirit of God, come. Good. Heather's just saying she's feeling peace, which is a very good thing.
Some of you are just sitting here waiting for something too, and some of you are hungry to hear from God as well. And if you see some of the prayer ministry team up here and you're just looking for a word of what God's saying, looking for something, grab one of these prayer team. This is a place of hungry people. I know it is. So come up and grab one of the prayer team too if you're looking for somebody. If everyone comes at the same time, there may be a lineup, but just come look for them. If there's any more testimonies, we'd love to hear the testimonies too.
For those of you that are at home, if we've prayed for you and you've got something, like I know you can't sort of reach out and give your testimony right now, but here's what you can do. You can just hit the email button and write to mail@catchthefire.com, and we'll be able to get your testimony that way. So I want to encourage you to do that. Lots and lots of people on Friday nights email us, and so I just want to encourage you to do that as well. If you want to write straight to me, you can do that. It's slong@catchthefire.com, and love to hear those stories. Right. Anyone at the front not been prayed for yet, that you've come up to the front and not had someone pray for you? Is there anyone in our congregation tonight that has sickness or pain and no one's prayed for you yet? Because we absolutely want to pray for every single person tonight. Okay. Well, we're going to take a few, we're going to just sort of pause just for a second in this. We're going to keep praying for these people. But I'm going to ask Steve Roy, he's one of our students, to come. Where is Steve? Steve's over here. And we're going to receive an offering in just a moment. So if the Holy Spirit's speaking to you, you can get ready for that. Steve used to be on our staff and helped with our technical team with cameras and all that kind of stuff. And he's gone back to school, back to our school of ministry. So bless you, Steve.
Hello. So I'm just going to talk about some finances kind of stuff tonight. I've been in the school we just started in September. And I was trying to save up money to go for school. And within maybe like a couple weeks just before the school started, I received probably about maybe $1,200, $1,300 for the school. So that was really cool. Just like believing in faith and just money came, and it was really cool. So, yeah. And then so I got money for tuition to come. And then... So I'll talk about this first. I have, you have to pay money to use the laundry machines at the school, right? So I had like this change for laundry. Like I have maybe about $7 or actually maybe 12, I think $12, something like that. And I was like, okay, I have $12 left and I have like maybe like $3 in my banking or $7 or something like something not much like that. And then I was like, I felt that God wanted me to give an offering. And I was like, what? I have hardly any money, and I'm in school, and I need to wash my clothes. You know, I don't want to smell. I don't want to smell really bad and have dirty clothes. So I felt just to give $1. And I was like, okay, as much as hard as this is for me to do, I'm going to do it. And so I gave my $1. And then I just got an email this week from my mom, and my grandfather had decided he just gave me $250. So that's pretty cool. It's like, that's a good multiplication, 250 times. That's really sweet. Yeah, so that's a couple stories there. And then one more story, too, was we go to Newmarket to do our outreach training, and we participate in the church services there. So we're there in the morning, and we're there at night. And so at the night, they have a young adult service. And so I wanted to go out for dinner. They go out to Jack Astor's restaurant out there. And I thought, oh, I'd really like to go, but I don't really have the money. This is before I received the $250, yeah. So I don't really have the money. And then I was like, okay. So we started driving home, and we had to stop at somebody's house to... They had to pick up some clothes or something from where they were staying there while they're in Newmarket. And so we went there, and then I went and used their washroom in the house. And then some of the other people on my team, they decided to play a joke on me, and they hid in a room. And then I came out from the upstairs, and I was like, okay, where are they? And I was like, oh, whatever, I'll just go downstairs. And I went in the kitchen, and I really wanted food, right? So, and I go in there, I don't even know these people. And I just thought, I'll say hi. And so I said hi. And then they said, are you hungry? And I said, yeah. And they said, would you like something to eat? And I was like, okay. And then next thing you know, they keep pulling more and more things out of the fridge, and we're having like a feast, you know? So it was just so cool. Like, God provides, like, no matter what happens, you know, like, in your life and stuff. Even one time, they talk about feeling like an orphan. And one time I don't think I've told anyone else this yet, but I was in the, I was having a really tough time, and I was like, God, I have, like, hardly any money, and it feels so horrible, and I feel like an orphan, and I feel all sorry for myself, and it's not good. And so I was coming out to, they teach us to journal and listen to God's voice and stuff, and talk to God about everything, right? So I was going outside to journal, and some car pulls up, and they needed to get dropped off at the airport. And then I was like, okay, and I just kind of said yes, they said, by the way, well, we'll give you some money. So it's like, even in my desperate condition where I was like, I was really frustrated, God still provided for me. So I just want to encourage you that. Also, I feel that, I feel like some people tonight have some mindsets where they feel like maybe you don't feel like you can receive if people give you money or other things or just blessing in general. But I just feel like some people have a hard time receiving things. Maybe you don't think you're worthy or special or loved enough, but I want to tell you that you are worthy to receive. And then there's sometimes, like, I used to sit sometimes in church, and I get frustrated about people giving testimonies and stuff about getting money and things like that, and I'd be like, that's fine for that person, but what about me? And so I feel like there's some people there, you know, with that kind of mindset too, that can't, you know, what I'm talking about, you know, getting money and stuff, that can actually happen. You know, you just don't feel like that. So I just want to pray for those people. So those people, you don't have to stand up or anything, but you can just kind of say, like, this prayer. Like, just, God, forgive me for believing these mindsets. So you can just pray that to yourselves or quietly or whatever in your head, whatever. And also just say, I break agreement with these mindsets in Jesus' name. Yeah. So God, thank you for breaking mindsets. And we just thank you for that. And I pray that the people here tonight that feel that way, that they would just receive a full revelation of being a son or being a daughter of God. Yeah, that would just come to them right now, Daddy, in Jesus' name. Yeah. So we're going to get ready for offering tonight. We have some ushers. I'm not quite sure where they are. They might be praying for some people. Oh, we're going to get the worship team to come up, actually. And then I think you want to, Sandra, you said, we're going to put the buckets on the stage, and people can come up and give the money that way, and the worship team can do their thing. Also, just one more thing, that there's envelopes in the back of the chairs in front of you. If you want a tax receipt, just fill in your information, and please make all checks payable to TACF. Also, I just feel like
I felt something special for tonight, just that's just a little bit different. And I feel like there's that God may be laying it on some people's hearts tonight just to give to some other people in the room. So if that's you, if you, like just in the ministry time, like if you heard God saying something, just, you know, just go for it. Just step out and give. And but I don't want to take away from, you know, if you brought your tithe tonight to give to the church here, or if you brought your offering to come specifically for the church, then make sure that that goes to the church, because we want our tithes to, they go in the storehouse, right? Where you come to your church regularly, make sure that, that the tithe comes into to the Friday night service here. And yeah, so.
Great, let's stand up, friends. And I wanted to just let you know that if you are part of the airport church on Sunday, we're going to be having a lady who survived the Holocaust in Europe as our speaker on Sunday. She's not a follower of Jesus. She is being brought here by one of the ladies in our church who's connected in with, I'm not sure exactly which group it is, but is just loving on Jewish people. And this is National Holocaust Week. And so part of the Bible, not just part of the Bible, a lot of parts of the Bible says that one of the role of Christians is to bless the nation of Israel and to bless Jewish people. And so we're going to have a little bit of a focus on Sunday morning. She's going to share for like 20 minutes or so. And then Linda Duncan, one of our pastors, is going to do a wrap-up and all that kind of stuff. But I just want to encourage you that if you happen to have Jewish friends, this would be a great Sunday to encourage them to come to the airport campus. And for those of you that are not a part of our church, or maybe you're not a part of any church, we have 11 different locations all over the GTA that that you can go to. And we're all one church. We just happen to meet in different areas. As far north as Newmarket, we have a morning family church in Newmarket. We have a young adult 20-30-year-olds evening church in Newmarket. We have a young adult church downtown Toronto at the El Macombo Bar on Sunday nights at 6 o'clock. We also have a young adult church in High Park. And then the rest of them are families. Like anybody, any age, anybody can come to the campuses. And so if you're looking for one, in the lobby there's a map. And find the one that's closest to you. And if you go to our website, ctftoronto.com, you'll be able to see a map, a specific map and the directions and all that kind of stuff. Our Ajax campus is a 10 o'clock start. All the rest of them are a 10:30 if they're morning meeting. And those of you in Newmarket, that's where I'll be on Sunday morning. Yay! Yay! Oh, you guys are there, aren't you? Great. Very, very good. The next three or four Friday nights, we're going to be doing the same sort of thing. We just welcome the Holy Spirit. So I want to encourage you. We don't have any guest speakers in the next couple of weeks, and so it's going to be us. And we just welcome the Holy Spirit and do all this kind of stuff. So God bless you in that. We are going to go transition to the best part of the meeting right now, which is where we just let our prayer team pray for everybody and just impart more of the Holy Spirit and ask for God's goodness to come and all that kind of stuff. And so if you're up for that, we're going to have another round of praying. Would that be okay?